It's Thursday, the 5th of May. 5th of May. Important day today. Elections. Yes. Right, I've said it, that's it. It's election day. It's another grey morning. Grey and drizzle, like drizzle in the air. It was forecast to be dry, though overcast. So, first part of the weather forecast wrong, again. It's also quite breezy. Yes. The moment, at least at the moment, it's mild. Very mild yesterday. So, maybe the aggregate temperatures are up that bit. We haven't had to light the stove in 3 days. So, fuel saving economy. But who knows what's round the corner weather wise here. Good sleep last night, considering. Yes, it wasn't a bad sleep at all, actually. Still got big issues with my back. Still leaning over and twisted. My wife might say that I've been twisted all my days. Might be right. Anyway, the back is still giving me loads of jip. It doesn't seem to be healing much at all. I thought those ligaments would have calmed down by now. What's concerning me is that if tomorrow's weather is to be fair, or Saturday's weather to be fair, my wife will want to do another one for Charity Car Boots, and that means a load of humping about again. Not necessarily a good thing if your ligaments are already inflamed. Anyway, and I'd hoped to get out on the bike today. I hoped to get out on the bike yesterday, didn't work out due to circumstances, not weather. And I was hoping to get out today because cycling alleviates the symptoms of my condition, at least. In fact, I jumped on the bike yesterday, just in my casual gear, to get a couple of wee messages up the town. And as soon as I was on the bike, I forgot all about my back. All the way up, all the way down, no issues. In fact, felt better when I came home. I'm within about half an hour or so, the niggles was back again. So, but I've proven this before, that cycling is actually very good for... I don't want to say every back issue, but in my case, it definitely helped. I could go out cycling for 20 miles. My back could be sore before I go, and as soon as I'm on the bike, it just seems to clear. It's that, I think it's that rhythmic movement off the hips, the legs, and your glutes, your bum, in other words. It seems to be quite therapeutic, like a gentle rolling exercise. That drizzle's getting heavier. I'm going to go over here and shelter off the big laurel bush. It's much better. It's dry here. But I don't know, I'm feeling okay. My well-being, mental well-being, if you like, it's pretty good. Should be much better than it is. Again, it's being unable to put my finger on why I don't get up feeling better in the mornings, why I don't. Some people say you're just not a morning person, but that's not the case with me, because I seem to be more productive, or I seem to have been more productive when I was working, and I could get more things done, you know, between 7 o'clock and 9 than you would do most of the rest of the day. It's a quite a productive period for me anyway. So it's not that, it's just, I don't know, Sometimes you get yourself into a bit of a rut, like the needle in the groove. Got some more bad news too. Hello, Mrs. Blackbird.
Where
are you? Oh, you find that grape that my wife Mary threw out yesterday? She threw some grapes out. She's found it. Found one of them anyway. How are you doing, Mrs. Blackbird? Have you got any chicks yet? Tell me. She's too busy with the grape. Actually, I could have sworn I heard young blue-tip chicks yesterday. I've got two tree nesting boxes. I'm sure when I went up the side of the house yesterday, I heard them, maybe a tiny wee cheep-cheep coming out, thinking it's mammy, her daddy had come back with some food. Anyway, here goes the grape. Swallowed now. Should be quickly followed by a poop. Seems to be the way of birds. And she's looking well. Yeah, Mrs. If that's Mr. that's down in the garden, well, it could be that she has chicks. If it was eggs, they wouldn't have done that. One would have stayed on the eggs. Time for a drink now, hen. So it could be the, yep, there goes the poop. Glad you didn't do it in the water trough. Now she's raking about because she's found one grape. She's raking, there's got to be more grapes here. Yeah. What do you think? She's right in my feet. Don't cock your head at me. She's as if to say, come on, man. Chuck some more good grapes and fruit out. She's off. Disappointed. I'll put something out for her. I'm not a hard-hearted bugger. Just enjoying my tea through the laurel bush. I notice my big climbing tricuspidata, fresh young ruddy red growth has started to sprout from the winter branches. Yeah, everything's going along nicely in nature. Yeah, I got diversified by a bird. I have more bad news. A dear friend of ours, a couple, Bill and Margaret. They're in their 80s, very fond of them. We have quite a lot to do with them, actually. They don't stay far from us. And Margaret's the one that always makes the big dumplings for me. And she also makes the jam that many people here have probably heard me talking about. Get the homemade jam and the dumpling. So Margaret had to go in the hospital that day because she was passing some blood in her partner. She told my wife in private, she isn't telling any of the other ones up at the chapel. She goes to morning mass like Mary most days of the week. She hasn't told them. She doesn't want fuss. She's got cancer. Apparently not an aggressive form, but still worrying and having to go through treatments. I haven't spoken to them yet, but I worry for Bill because my wife said that Bill was like, what's the word? Lost in time. He was standing in the chapel, not his usual self, just standing, looking round about, not hardly saying a word to anybody. So I guess he's in shock. I need to go and speak to that. And here's me whinging about a sore back. Jeez. So many people around me, even those I've never met, suffering badly through one illness or another. John at the market, John's got a tumour in his head and going for an op in June. He's worried, really worried. That's another one. Tough times for some. Tough times. Oh Lord, give us some warm sunshine, will you? At least some brighter light. Put a smile on their faces for a wee bit. A glow in the cheeks, a glow in the heart, a glow in the soul.